Good evening and welcome to the Famous Fifths Concert! I am Chris Struckenmiller, high school band director, Boone Municipal Band director, fifth in line for Mayor of Boone, and behind me is your Boone Municipal Band! That's right, tonight we are going to celebrate all things five. We have a great night in store for you, great music, great entertainment, great audience. We're going to join the band already in progress. Thank you very much for joining us on this amazing evening we have here. We're going to follow that song with the Star Spangled Banner, sung by Dan Springler. So please join us. And while he's still getting out of the... I did hand out a bunch of five stickers. If I missed you, and I'm very sorry if that's the case, we have tons more five stickers up here, so you won't be left out, all right? Hit us up for that. Now, Dan Springler.
Can I put that?
You can.
I was holding it. I gotta use it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light that so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the vanguards we watched were so eminently streaming. And the rocket's red glare and the bursting in air proof through the night that our flag was still.
Well, welcome again. Tonight, of course, is a very special concert, bringing attention to something very near and dear to me, and that, of course, is the number five. So thank you to June 4th for landing on Wednesday this year. Five is such an important number in the world, and I can't wait to give it the attention it deserves. So, of course, most notably, I am fifth in line for Mayor Boone, possibly where my love for five started. I wear this title with pride, and it turns out I am not the only famous fifth. There is another redhead that is fifth in line for a pretty big office. Does anyone know who this might be? Maybe office is the wrong term. Harry. Prince Harry, he is fifth in line for the throne of England. We see each other monthly at our fifth in line support meetings. Well, our first piece of the night is called Hobbits from the Orchestral Symphony of Johann de May. This one was composed in the 80s, so before the movies were even an idea. And can any of our municipals help me out here? Why might the Hobbits movement be significant in our fifth concert? That's right. It's the fifth movement. It's the fifth movement. In the original Lord of the Rings symphony, there are five movements. It starts with Gandalf, there's several others, and then it ends with the amazing Hobbits. So Hobbits has a great melody that really paints the scene of a country dinner celebration, and you can hear the boisterousness increase to a spectacular finish. And then it gives way to a nice chorale-like section that also gets more boisterous and ends really excitingly. So this is Hobbits from Johann de May, Lord of the Rings.
Thank you.
All right, please welcome to the stage Candy from the library.
Thanks, Chris. Again tonight, we're so well. I'm glad to be here and bring the library to Municipal Band. Literally, we brought the library again. Mindy is back there tonight with us. Give us a big wave. She has a nice selection of books for you to check out. So if you'd like to take a book home with you tonight, as long as you have a library card, you can do that. Also, you can stop back and sign up for summer reading. You can pick up a calendar. You can become a friend of the library. We had a great kickoff carnival the other night. It was hot. We knew it would be. It always is. But it was dry. And so now we're in the full swing of summer reading. If you and your family like to play with Legos or build with Legos, come out tomorrow. You can build with them at 2 o'clock. On Friday, you can come out at 1 o'clock, anytime between 1 and 4, and make a greeting card or two. Father's Day is coming up, hint, hint. Writers' Workshop meets on Saturday, and they're hosting a special science fiction writer. Her name is Letty Prell, and you're more than welcome to join the group. She'll be there at 10 o'clock upstairs in the second floor meeting room. You don't have to be a part of Writers' Workshop. If you're into science fiction and you'd like to hear her speak about her writing and her publishing, come on upstairs. Monday's a busy day for us. We have, it's a craft donation day. If you have extra yarn or fabric, any kind of crafts, bring them to the library. We have a table that people can come and donate, and then they can swap and take it home for free. So if you were going to head to Goodwill with it, just come to the library. We also will show a matinee in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, and Books at the Brewery will meet at 7. On Tuesday, if you're into walking, come join the walking club at 9 o'clock outside. They walk for about a mile or two. And in the afternoon, we'll be having our second bingo. Bingo was very successful on Tuesday. I had 35 people come. Was very excited. Everybody went home with a prize, so I am still looking for anybody that would like to sponsor prizes. For 8 weeks of bingo at 35 to 50 prizes a week, it's a lot of prizes. So, and then if you have kids that are story time age, grandma and grandpa or mom and dad want to bring your kids out for story time on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, the Boone County Conservation will be there with Kyle. He'll be there to give the story time that day. So please come back and see me if you want to register for summer reading. Remember, as an adult, just by signing up. You don't have to read anything all summer. Just come back and sign up with me because it shows your support of the library, and you'll be put in a drawing for either a ticket for the Rail Explorers, tickets to go to the Arboretum with the Treehouse Village, or a lovely Adirondack chair that Redeker's donated. So just come back and sign up. We love to have your support. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we got a march for you next. We're gonna play a classic Carole King march. And I will say, marches are usually pretty hard to associate with the number 5. Marches are always in 4, right, or 2. And, you know, however, this one was no different. There is no association with 5. However, it is called Big 4 March. Now, to the undiscerning eye, that might just be a Big 4. But to someone who's a little more creative, I think a Big 4 kind of looks more like a little 5, don't you think? So, in honor of Little 5, we did make all these stickers, and we do have some prize buttons that we made ourselves with 10% more love than the leading competitor. So we are going to celebrate that with a Little 5 march.
Thank you.
Oh, we are loud today. We're disturbing those car alarms. Good job, band. All right, please welcome to the stage Dale for a festival chat.
Good evening. I'm Dale Schoening, the chair of the committee to plan the Iowa Municipal Band Festival, and I cannot come up with a good number five association. This is our 33rd year. I could have, I suppose, looked up the lineup for the fifth festival back in 1996, but I doubt if anybody really cares right now. And we don't have five bands this year, we have nine, plus two small groups. So let me just remind you of the lineup. Oh, that's the date. Saturday, July 12th. Well, that's not a five either. It's a week too late for that. But still the right date. Saturday, July 12th, right here. So here's the lineup. 10 a.m., the Ames Municipal Band, followed at 11 a.m. by the Collins Concert Band from Cedar Rapids. At noon, we have the Iowa Military Veterans Band. At 1 o'clock, making their very first appearance ever, is the Glenwood Community Band. 2 o'clock, we have the Zumbrota Community Band from Zumbrota, Minnesota. 3 o'clock, we have the Greater Waverly Municipal Band. 4 o'clock, we have the New Jolly Germans Band from Des Moines. At 5 o'clock, the Ballard Community Band from Huxley. And at 6 o'clock, your Boone Municipal Band. And come to think of it, none of those bands are making their fifth appearance this year either. For small groups at 10:45 and 11:45, we have Betrunken Messing from Des Moines. They're a low brass group, and that name means is German for drunk brass. So they tell me. And then at 12:45, 1:45, 2:45, and 3:45, these are all happen between the concerts here on the stage, over on the stage on the other side of the restroom building. We have the Boone Jazz Trio. Now, if Swens happens to decide to bring along a couple of guests like he sometimes does, well, then they'll have five, but oh well. Okay. Admission is free. Come for the whole day. If you can't come for the whole day, come for a couple hours, listen to a couple bands. It's come and go as you wish. It's all free. Food's available on the grounds for purchase. We hope you'll be here. Come join me in my happy place. The 33rd Annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival, July the 12th. Thank you.
Well, as famous fifths come, there's not many more that are more famous than our next piece. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is possibly the most well-known four-note motif in Earth's history. You know, the bum-bum-bum-bum. So, with that iconic start, everyone knows what piece we're listening to. It's a stormy and brooding piece, and it has so much more depth to it than it comes off right away. A little history, though, I found about this piece, and this is actually true. During World War II, the opening motif was associated with victory because the Morse code for V is dot, 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 dash. So short, 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 long, which is Beethoven's fifth. And to tie it all back in, V is five in Roman numerals. There it is. So we got a twofer there. This is Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Movement 1.
Thank you.
What a band! That piece required a lot more counting than it might have looked, and it gave me a new respect for orchestra conductors. Like, you wonder why it looks like they're just moving around, doing whatever. It's kind of because they are, and it's easier than conducting what's in the score. So, thank you to all those people that make that possible. All right, so, continuing on with our theme, our next piece is the Star Wars Saga. Now, there are a few ways this piece connects to the number 5. First and most obviously, we have episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, widely regarded as the best Star Wars movie. And yes, of course, it's great. It's a great 5. But there is a second, more secret, more musically nerdy connection to the number 5. And that is the main theme of Star Wars is based on a perfect fifth. I couldn't have named it better myself, right? So the perfect fifth, bum, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's based on a perfect fifth right there. So this piece brings many melodies from the Star Wars movies, and this one focuses on a lot of themes from episodes 1, 2, and 3, the second trilogy, even though it's technically the first storyline-wise. So this is Star Wars Saga.
Thank you.
Well, we'd like to thank our church host here for having our ice cream social today. Okay, this is bad. I asked them right before the show. Can you remind us what church you're from? Grace Community Church. Thank you. Grace Community. I am very sorry about that. My short-term memory must be going, yes. All right, well, before it goes completely, it is time for another edition of our favorite game, Where Ya From? That's right. We get to find out where our audience is from. If you are visiting us from another state here enjoying our concert tonight, we would love to know about that. No reason, really, other than it's really cool to share our culture of community bands in Iowa with other states. So, we're going to start on this side of the center pole. Is anyone on this side of the audience here from out of the state of Iowa visiting us today? Oh, okay, we got one, yes. Colorado, we got one. Thank you, yes, thank you for making that trek here. Anyone else from this side? Now we broke the ice. Should be easier for everyone else. Okay, great. All right, we do have goodie bags. If you are here from out of the state, maybe that'll grease some wheels here. All right, anyone from this side of the audience here from out of the state today? Yes, way over here. Illinois, wonderful. Thank you. And then did I hear another one?
Ohio.
Ohio. There we go. Really getting that Midwest covered sooner than we have before. Anyone else here? Let's join in the fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Canada! Hey! We'll put that on the countries one. All right, great. Thank you for joining us today. Anyone else here wanna tell us they're from out of the state? All right, hey, that's what, four more in a country? That's pretty good. I think we've got about eight or nine so far. So thank you, audience, for playing another edition of Where Ya From? Thank you. And thank you to our state's percussionists. Well, how could we have a famous fifths concert without including one of the most influential groups / musicians to exist? The Jackson 5 officially start. Wait, what?
Switch it.
I am not wrong. Thank you, band. The Jackson 5, they started in 1964. They achieved 17 top 40 singles in 5 years. That's impressive, incredible. The Jackson 5 have also sold over 150 million records worldwide, making them one of the best-selling music groups of all time. So how could we not recognize the Jackson 5? So we are excited to play for you one of their most famous pieces. This is I Want You Back by the Jackson 5.
Thank you.
All right, band. Dorian Haiku, if that's all right with you. All right, 5, 7, then 5. Syllables mark a haiku, my municipals. You know, fives are important even in poetry. Haiku are written in a 5-7-5 syllable style. And one of my favorite examples of haiku comes from Avatar The Last Airbender. Any Avatar fans out here? Okay, we got a couple. Okay, Cole and I really agree. He liked The Muppets last week, and he likes Avatar. Y'all could learn something from Cole here. So the comic relief character, Sokka, finds himself in a haiku battle with an acid-tongued master. And I want to read to you one of the more scathing haiku that was hurled at that. Tittering monkey. In the spring, he climbs treetops, and he thinks himself tall. Ooh, that stings, doesn't it? I like it. Apparently, I'm into haiku. Well, what does that have to do with anything, though, right? In fact, our next piece is called Dorian Haiku. So that's what I've been gassing on about with all the poems. Dorian refers to the type of scale that's played that the piece is based on. Instead of a normal major-minor scale, it kind of sounds like both. So if you were at a piano and you went to the D key and you played all white keys to the next D key, that is a Dorian scale. Try it sometime, it's fun. And then haiku refers to haiku. So the melody is 5 notes followed by 7 notes and then followed by 5 notes. So to introduce our next song, I'm gonna do it in haiku form. In summer we play under the pavilion. Enjoy our next piece.
Thank you.
I think that is such a pretty piece. All right, we have one more march for you tonight, and I'm fallible. I was unable to directly tie it to the theme. So instead, I would like to celebrate the number 5 with a dramatic reading of a scene from the 1985 movie Clue. This is a scene from the end of the movie, so spoiler alert. If you're 39 years too late, I'm sorry. That's all I can do about it. This scene is at the end of the movie where Miss Scarlet, played by the amazing Leslie Ann Warren, is arguing with Wadsworth, played by the amazing Tim Curry, about how many bullets are left in the gun. 5 or 6? So I'd like to welcome Chelsea to help me, my sister Chelsea, to help me with the scene.
You as a mere butler have no access to government secrets, so I'm afraid your moment has come.
Not so fast, Miss Scarlet. I do know a secret or two.
Oh yeah? Such as?
The game's up, Scarlet. There are no more bullets left in that gun.
I'm not gonna fall for that old trick.
It's not a trick. There was 1 shot at Mr. Body in the study, 2 for the chandelier, 2 at the lounge door, and 1 for the singing telegram.
That's not 6.
1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1.
Aha! There was 1 shot at that got the chandelier. That's 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1.
Even if you were right, that would be 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1, or 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1.
Okay, fine. 1 plus 2 plus 1, whatever. The point is, there is 1 more bullet left in this gun. And who? Guess who's going to get it?
And see. Some may call that a flimsy excuse for me to add one of my favorite movies to a concert, and they might be right. But we've had a lot of fun with 5s tonight. I do hope you know that I did not hit every famous 5th. So consider this the first in a 5-part series that'll span 5 years. So thank you all for celebrating the number 5 with me. I think it's been such a fun night. We are going to play 1 more march for you. This is Prestissimo, which is one of the fastest time signatures possible. And we're going to play, it's Carl King, Prestissimo. Tonight. Thank you all for enjoying this first in, for joining in my delusion of this 5th in line grandeur of mine. Let's see. If there are any fifths that you think I missed that you would like to hear, make sure you come up and tell me. I did pretty good, but I know there's a lot out there. The band, in specific, was sad that we didn't play a piece in 5/4. So I'm sorry, band. That's on me. All right, so thank you all for coming out and supporting this amazing band. They do such a great job. We are lucky to have this time with each other, and we greatly appreciate all the love and support from our municipals. So we're going to enjoy the moment and enjoy the beautiful sounds of America the Beautiful, sung by Lily Smith. Thank you so much for joining us again. Have an amazing rest of your week. And it's summertime for me, finally. Woo!